Okay, so I noted yesterday that if you look through the Shira, one of the points of Kriyat Yamsuf, as understood in the Shira, in addition to obviously destroying the Mitzrim, the Chaloma, was to make a earth-shattering miracle that would be known worldwide, such that it would terrify the people in Canaan. Right? Now, tell me why that makes sense. What? Good, because they're supposed to go to Canaan right now. So now, the interesting question that I think people don't think about, but is actually a Beferish Pasuk, so, you know, I don't have to make any particularly complicated diukim here, is, okay, how long does it take for the Jews to actually get to Canaan?
40 years. 11 days.
No, no, actually to get there. Not how long could it take them. Yes, it could take them 11 days, thank you. I'm glad you remember that the first Ripshukim of Dvarim, Acharaso Yom Me'archarev. But it takes them 40 years. Now 40 years is the correct answer. Good. When they get there, so it would make sense that what? Right, it would make sense that what should happen? Right, if the plan was that God would scare the where's the Tanakh? There was a Tanakh here.
Where's the Tanakh?
Yes.
All right. So you would expect that when they would actually get to Eretz Yisrael, what would happen?
They would be scared and they'd give them the land.
40 years later, really?
I don't know which way you were going.
No. So you could say, okay, well, if God. The plan was to scare the Canaanite nations before the Jews come in, so then when they get there 40 years later, God is going to have to find something else to scare them. Does he?
No. Yes. He does.
What did Pinsky
mean? Okay, first of all, how did they come into... how did the Jews get into Israel?
They crossed the Yarden.
God splits the Yarden.
Turns over.
It's really quite a small river.
It is quite a small river. It's not so impressive. And you're right. So splitting the Yarden might scare them. It might. But I think that pshat in the Torah is that the splitting of the Yarden was not itself meant to scare them. What was it meant to do?
Remind them
of what was supposed to happen 40 years earlier. Meaning God was still, you know, it's like God had a soft spot for Kriyat Yamsuf, right? That was meant to be the miracle that was supposed to set the groundwork for going into Eretz Yisrael. It just didn't work out because 40 years. So God brings a second miracle. Now, you could have thought that the point of it was to scare them again, just like last time you split the Yamsuf, this time you split the Yarden. But again, I think that's not true. Why do I think that's not true? Good. Which pasuk?
I'd say Perek Beis Pasuk Yud Beis.
Let's see. Is it right? Let's see if you're right. Close, but no cigar. Right?
I don't remember exactly.
I know. So it's Pasuk Tet. Perek Bet Pasuk Tet of Yoshua. Where the Jews come in and they go to? Right? Perek Aleph, God says to Yoshua, be strong. Perek Bet, Yoshua sends spies to Yericho. And the spies go to the house of? Rachav. And they do a little bit of reconnaissance and they ask Rachav, what is going on? What is the state of the Canaanim? How are we going to win? And what does she say? Vatomer el anashim yadati ki natan Adonai lachem et haaretz v'china enflai matchem aleinu v'china mogul kol yushve haaretz mipneichem. I know that you are going to win, that God has given you this country, and everyone is terrified. Why? Ki shamanu et asher hovish Adonai et me yamsuf mipneichem b'tzeitchem mimitzrayim v'asher asitem l'shne malchei ha-mari asher b'eiver yardein n'sichon olog asher haramtem otam. Because we heard what happened in Kriyat Yamsuf 40 years ago, and because we heard that you beat the two major kings on the east bank of the Jordan, Sihon and Og. And what does she conspicuously not mention? This one, Kriyat HaYarden. Now, it could be it hasn't happened yet. It is possible it hasn't happened yet, right? It's not totally clear whether Perek Bet is in chronological order, right? The Mefarshim really struggle with this, right? Why do they struggle with this? Why does it seem to be out of order? Thank you, Mati. Why?
Because they don't mention
what? So that's one logical reason. There's a technical problem, which is how many days, right? It's because Yoshua had said we're going to cross in 3 days in Perek Aleph, but here they go to Yericho for a day and then they hide for 3 days and then come back. So by simple math, that means that they would have gotten back a day after the Jews had already entered Israel and they would end up on the wrong side of the Jordan, right? So either you have to start sort of figure out that it doesn't mean three full days and start figuring out it's 3 days after days, three plus one, something like that, right? Or you have to say that this story actually happens before and it's out of order, and that's what the Mefarshim tried to figure out. So it is possible that Kriyas HaYarden has not happened, but Mamonavshach, if the splitting of the Yarden hasn't happened yet, right, then Kalvachomer, that means that even without the splitting of the Yarden, the memory of Yamsuf is still doing exactly what it's supposed to do 40 years ago, which is an incredible thing to think about, right? To think that it was such an earth-shattering event that 40 years later, in a time when people didn't necessarily live that long, right? This could be another generation. I mean, the very memory, or the memory that may have been passed down from a previous generation, having heard what happened there, is so great that that is still what the tool with which God instills fear into the hearts of the Kenani. Or alternatively, if this does happen either way, this should be before Yom Suf. Whether it's before or after. Right, meaning whether it's before or after Perek Aleph, we haven't gotten to Kriyat Yom Suf. Yeah, so there's no way that it's happened. The Yarden hasn't happened at any rate. Yeah, so it's amazing that it's held over, and that, right, and that is what leads to my at least thinking on this, is that at best, right, Kriyat HaYarden is either simply meant to, you know, physically enable the Jews to get across, even though it's not so impressive, right? But more likely, I think that, you know, the, sort of the best way of reading is that it's meant to reinforce, right? It's like, you know, it's like, it's to induce post-traumatic stress disorder, right? Like, they're already scared because of Yom Suf, and then they see, admittedly, a very small river splitting again, but it's like, you know, oh God, here we go again, right? Which is exactly the point.
Why are the Makos, right, not more imposing?
That's an interesting question, right? It's an interesting question why it is that it's not the Makot. I don't know, right? Is it that, in the end of the day, the Makot fail? Right, in their original goal. Remember, the original goal was that they were supposed to train Paro, and Paro was supposed to teach the world, right? But then, by Parshat Bo, Hashem says, you know, no, it's for you, which does indicate that the Makot, that implies, doesn't say explicitly, but it does seem to imply that the Makot are really Mitzrayim focused, right? That Hashem wasn't counting on the world hearing about the Makot; he was counting on Paro telling the world about the Makot, but he wasn't expecting them to.
By Bo, you already have the Makot Chorus.
Oh, so no, but then by Parshas Bo, God says that the goal is to train the Jews, educate the Jews about God, right? So it does seem to be that for whatever reason, the Makot are. The first plan is that they should educate Mitzrayim, and Mitzrayim should educate everyone else, but not the Makot directly educating the world. And then plan two is that it educates the Jews, who should then educate the world, presumably, or something like that. Why the Makot are like that, why they are Mitzrayim-focused, I'm not sure. I don't know if it's because Kriyat Yom Suf is a bigger miracle, if it's because Kriyat Yom Suf happens outside of Mitzrayim, right? And therefore, it's more global. I don't know if it's because of the Makot B'Patish, right? I don't know, but it seems to be that facts on the ground, as Tanakh tells it,
did make people scared.
Is that what made people scared was Kriyat Yom Suf? Ad kedei kach that 40 years later they're still afraid? And again, that's why I think at least one of the possible reasons for Kriyat Yarden was not just to get the Jews in there, but was to induce that sense of panic by reminding everyone of Kriyat Yom Suf, which apparently was this panic-inducing memory in the community. And it's just, right, again, I think just in pshat, it's important to realize that despite the fact that, yes, it takes 40 years to get there, that doesn't change the fundamental import of Kriyat Yom Suf as a weapon in the conquest of Eretz Yisrael. Okay?